tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
The wildlife of Arizona today is a little different than it was. They say, estimate, you know, over 10,000 years ago, there were mammoths as tall as 13 feet roaming parts of southern Arizona, along with giant beavers and grizzly bears. Even camels and bison were known to, artifacts have been found throughout southern Arizona. Some, if you've never traveled south to southern Arizona, if you're leaving the Phoenix metropolitan area, you're actually going up an elevation. And then as you go up and into the hills and the mountains and the valleys, it becomes very picturesque, and it's a great place to explore and travel throughout Arizona, and it is our travel hour. If you're looking for other things to do, we'd mention a lot of things in the way of rodeo events, but if that's not necessarily something you're looking for, but thinking about what are we going to do this weekend, you can get over to the License to Eat contest going on at the Aioli.
Very good.
Aioli Gourmet Burgers. They've got something to do with a food competition today that the winner has a chance to go compete at the World Food Championship in Dallas. And they say it's the premier food competition of America.
That's a big deal.
It is, because I hear about it a lot. I don't pay attention, so I don't really know any details about it. But something going on today could potentially produce somebody that's going to be competing.
Well, Rosie's,
on a national
Rosie's
stage.
Got cousins coming through town. We visited the other night, and they plan their. They don't travel very much outside Louisiana, so it's just a cultural thing. But they pick their journey by watching those Food Network shows and finding the good restaurants. So they've had some really good meals along the way.
You can get out to Chandler for the 31st annual Ostrich Festival happening today at the Tumbleweed Park, and if you're going into that area, you can pass yourself by. Let's see, it is what they're calling a new take on Route 66, but it's actually on Gilbert Road. Mm. It's a big gopher on top of a soon coming snack shack
we'll
next
have
to
He's
got add a hat
that
on
to
too.
The
He's got
big
a hat.
Route 66 map when it becomes a national trail.
Next to Joe's Barbecue, you can go see the new rat on top of the building. Would you want to go eat at a place that's got a big rat?
Well, yeah, you can't say anything until we go try it. All right.
The rat or the barbecue?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I was complaining last week because you keep cutting all the wildflower articles out of the paper before I get to see them. So I have a link for everybody to be able to find the wildflowers. It's visitarizona.com. They have the top six spots in Arizona. And with this weather staying cool like this and more rain maybe, it's going to buy you a little time to go out and enjoy. And if you're a weekend warrior like your sister Katie, she's a warrior all the time, but if you like weekend warrior kind of stuff, fightercountry.org is sponsoring the March of the Fallen. Really a great cause. It's a 4.5-mile ruck march, and it's to find out, just go to fightercountry.org. It's next weekend, so you have a whole week to get in shape to carry a rucksack for 4.5 miles, and it's in Verado. Do you know where Verado is?
I think that's kind of between the Goodyear Buckeye along I-10 stretch. Well, I think is where that one.
Find out all the details at fightercountry.org.
Very good. Well, I thought I saw something that was going to lead to the beginning of the end of our staycation.
Oh, no. What was it?
The rise in popularity of the naycation.
What is a naycation? You stay home,
a
you don't go anywhere?
A naked vacation.
Oh.
Clothing optional getaway.
We have a place just like that in New River.
Extra 100 pounds in your vehicle reduces your car's fuel economy by 2%.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
That's like that naked gardening thing.
There's over 180 clubs, campgrounds, resorts to choose from between U.S., Canada, Mexico, and internationally. You can, I won't give the number.
You can we do not sponsor
yourself.
Or recommend.
But unknowingly, Samuel Evans saved us, I think.
How's that?
By becoming the first person to get treated with the new snake bite vaccine. And they had to give him this next one called, or this other one called, page 3. The Cofab was the old one, and the new one now is Antivipe. And because he had been treated with this Cofab previously, 14 years ago when he got bit, he was causing an allergic reaction, which is known to do sometimes on repeat. So they had to switch him to this antivipe. And I think...
So twice in a lifetime you tell me he's been bitten. Yeah. Does he play with snakes?
He was trying to move it off a hiking trail.
Well, and there was a guy...
I think the popularity and coverage that this story has gotten has discouraged the Naycation to the Arizona market. So I think...
Well, at least wear your boots.
We protected our staycation here by the rattlesnake. And there was an article also in the Republic today about snake bite as well that had some interesting facts in it that we'll cover here. We're kind of running short on time. But I think we're going to stay ward off. Between cactus and rattlesnakes, I think we can keep the Naycation craze out of Arizona.
Well, we could talk to Sanderson Ford about not sponsoring those. You know, you have to monitor where our winners go, right?
Which you can enter to win right now for Douglas, which is going to be our April staycation winner. I believe that we draw on the 15th, so between now and next week will be your final deadline to enter to win your Sanderson Ford Arizona staycation. We were talking about Southern Arizona at the beginning of the segment. Douglas will be the feature in that area, will be the feature of our Travel Arizona topic in the month of April, along with all the other great staycation venues we have. It's rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ for your chance to win your Arizona staycation.
Stay tuned.